Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather. So I give you news and views from a West Texan's biblical point of view, one you're not going to find in your mainstream media. Hey guys, I wanted to jump on this morning real quick before I headed off to work. I was giving an update of what's going on with Israel and Iran, Iraq, and that whole area, Turkey, everything going on over there. If you guys do not follow Amir Sarfati on Telegram, you may want to do that. He lives there in Israel. He gives great updates minute by minute on his Telegram channel. He also has beholdisrael.org if you guys want to go there. They have a fantastic app also that has an awesome audio Bible on there, as a matter of fact. So I used to listen to that, and I still do occasionally as I go to sleep at night. You can even set a timer on it. But anyway, guys, I wanted to jump on, go back all the way to yesterday, and we're going to just go off of Amir's Telegram channel so you guys have an idea minute by minute what's going on over there. So we're going to start back. So U.S. State Department, he said, and they say, we will use our veto right in the U.N. Security Council against the recognition of a Palestinian state. So thank God for that. United States is going to do that. A report in the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration increased the pressure on Israel to agree to a deal within months. Israeli recognition of a Palestinian state in exchange for normalization with Saudi Arabia. Of course, Amir says never. And the United States, if we push this, you guys, I want you to know what the Bible says. Judgment is coming upon America because God says you're to never, ever divide Jerusalem, ever. And that's in Joel. You can find that all throughout the Old Testament. And folks, that's what we're concerned about as Christians. We are concerned about that because we do not want our government to do that, and so we need to pray against that. And so moving along, he goes, large explosions were heard in Eilat. That was yesterday, about 2:06. And so he says next Monday, he says Jewish families all around the world will sit around the seder table and remember the most significant event on the Jewish calendar, the exodus from Egypt towards their promised land, and from slavery into freedom. One of the literal poems that they sing during the evening, he says, is called Vehi Shemda. So if you guys want, you can go there and read that, but I'll read a little bit of it. It says, but in every generation they rise up to destroy us, but the Holy One, blessed be He, delivers us from their hands. So there's a video there, guys, with all that on Instagram. You can listen to it. I'm sure it's beautiful. I'm probably going to listen to it here shortly. Some Norwegian Instagram accounts are spreading fake news about Gaza. So be vigilant, guys, what we all listen to, and be careful what the news that you consume. And of course, we all know that. You're listening to this podcast, you know that we don't just listen to the mainstream media. He also said there was a breaking earthquake there in Southern California, 4.3 magnitude. I didn't hear anything from my brother, so maybe not very significant, I pray. It says peak vigilance in northern Israel. The security establishment assesses that Hezbollah is initiating to a much wider conflict, perhaps in the coming days. We need to continue to be in prayer for Israel and their safety. After withdrawing from BRICS, Javier Milei has formally applied for Argentina to become a security partner with NATO. We're going to look out for that. The USA vetoed. Britain and Switzerland abstained. 12 countries supported the proposal to recognize Palestine as a member state of the United Nations fell. Thank God for that. Folks, please be in prayer that never happens. Reports of attacks in Isfahan, Iraq, and southern Syria. This happened last night at 10:09 p.m. It is possible that some of the explosions that are heard are a leakage of the defense systems. They are trying to get information about the targets in Isfahan and the center of the enrichment program, but also projects in the field of drones and missiles. U.S. media confirmed that Israel informed in advance of the intention to attack Iran. Fox News reports the U.S. is not involved in the attack. Very significant damage at the Iranian Air Force base, which is one of the bases from which the Iranian attack was launched last Saturday night. Iran is trying to broadcast business as usual and claim that there is no damage to the sides of the ground. The Iranians are trying to downplay as much as possible the damage caused by the Israeli attack. The goal apparently is not to climb too high a tree and not to be dragged into war. The Iranian news agency Tasnim, which is affiliated with the regime, contrary to claims and reports, there is no foreign attack in Isfahan or any other part of the country. The air defense fired interceptor missiles in some places, but this is due to the high sensitivity of the air defense system. That is, the Iranians are beginning to completely deny the event, he says. So he goes on to say, it is possible that the attack attributed to Israel is more significant than the Iranians realize, or rather prefer to hide, is what he's saying. So he goes, let's summarize the event. So this is a mere summarization from yesterday. It was 10:35 last night. And he says, Israel carried a limited attack on Iranian bases from where the Saturday night missiles and drones were launched. The damage is heavy, but hard to see from the ground by civilians. The only reason anyone knows about this attack are the loud explosions from the air defense systems. Israel sent a message, we were able to attack and hit you hard. Now let's see if you will retaliate. If so, your nuclear sites are next. The scale of this attack trapped the Iranians. They can't attack back, and they can't even use Hezbollah to strike hard, or else they will lose them as well. With all eyes on Iran, the Israeli military is prepared to begin a powerful ground maneuver into Rafah. Israel is silent. The Iranians still don't quite understand what had really happened. So he goes on to say, Iranian sources canceling flights from Iman Khomeini International Airport and asking travelers to leave the airport immediately. That was last night at 10:45 p.m. Iranians' airspace is being cleared by civilian aircraft. That was last night at 10:49. And at 10:51, it's important, he says, that you all know that the panic of the Iranians caused them to activate their air defense systems all across Iran, mostly near states related to their nuclear program. So that was last night at 10:51. And he says the sun was rising over Galilee. And of course, he's on his way. Of course, he does Behold Israel. And he also does, he's got a YouTube channel, Facebook, everything, if you guys want to find him. So that was last night at 10:52. So, excuse me, guys, my voice, I don't know what's going on. So, he goes on to say, last night, 11 o'clock, the Iranians denied that missiles were launched in the attack tonight. They claim that small short-range UAVs were used and that they were launched from Iranian soil. In addition, the base that was attacked is the base of the Air Force of the Iranian Army and not of the Revolutionary Guards. And, of course, Amir says that's very amusing. So, he does have a video on what he has to say about Israel strikes back in Iran. So what a strange situation. Both Israel and Iran maintain ambiguity. That is kind of unusual. The Aviation Authority of Iran announces the cancellation of all restrictions in the return of flights, flight traffic in the skies of Iran. That was last night at 11:33 p.m. Of course, it does say the target, it has a picture of the target attacks attributed to Israel from tonight. The nature of the attack, used drone similar attacks previously attributed to the Israeli Mossad. The message, an attack deep in Iran under the nose of an S-300 air defense battery and near, near a nuclear facility. So, Israel is showing them, hey, you know, we can attack your nuclear facilities and you would never know it. And so, they're kind of giving them, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do if you keep pushing us. So, you know, Israel has an awesome air defense. They have a massive intelligence. You know, they're just, I mean, they're like, I would say they're number one in the world. Plus, they have God Almighty behind them. So, I mean, phew, you cannot mess with God Almighty. You will be crushed. And so, that's another great thing that Israel has. And so, it says in a report by Iran's International at the same time as the reports in the media about Israelis' attack on Iranian soil. In the activation of air defense system, the videos obtained by Iran International show the fear and anxiety of some citizens in the city. You guys can watch those videos as well. And you can tell that they are absolutely terrified. Israel has no problem attacking deep inside Iran. The psychological barrier is lifted, he says. We know now that Iran's attacking capability and defense capability is hugely limited. Iran will have to wait for Russia for the next attack. That's key, guys. When he said that, I sat up and took notice this morning when I read that. And so, of course, if you guys know, that's the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. Hello. So anyway, the International Atomic Energy Agency says this morning that there is no damage to the Iranian nuclear sites. The American Washington Post, the Israeli attack on Iran was intended to signal to Iran that Israel has the ability to attack its nuclear facilities. Of course, as part of the psychological warfare, the Iranian telegram channels are ridiculing the Israeli strike versus the Iranian one. And so, They need to be careful doing stuff like that because if, Israel wanted to really attack them, they would. But what they were doing is sending them a message saying, "Hey, we can take you out in your nuclear facilities." And I think they will attack their nuclear facilities here coming up shortly, but I think they're probably going to wait until after Passover. My pastor thinks they're going to wait until later on after September in October. But anyway, we're going to move right along. The media in Iran continued to broadcast conflicting messages in recent hours. Some claim that there was no foreign attack on the country at all, and some admit that the Iranian defense system dealt with three unmanned aerial vehicles. So reports in Syria, radars of the Assad army were hit in the attack tonight in the south of the country. So from what I know, he says about six Israeli F-35 fighter jets took part in the strike on Iran's Air Force base in Isfahan. Fueling plane and reconnaissance plane of the U.S. military were deployed to assist. That was at 1:17 a.m. this morning. Iranian message is engaged in a massive propaganda effort to prove that nothing happened in order, number one, not to admit that they were surprised and unable to stop it. Number two, not to have to save face and respond, a move that will escalate the situation. That was at 1:28 a.m. Coming right along here. So at 2:48 a.m. my time, not Israeli time, this is my time. Remember, Israel is like 8 hours ahead of Texas. So that would be at 10 a.m. their time. So for the time being, says the Israeli attack on Iranian soil appears to be limited and coordinated through the U.S., and Iran denies it, which could prevent its response. We'll see, he says. The barrier of Israel fear to attack Iran has been removed. Iran's crazy threats from yesterday will respond in seconds seem ridiculous. The attacks were carried out in their nuclear facilities, and this is also an Israeli message. Iran lost from this ping pong. He says, meanwhile, it projects weakness, and this is a depressing message to its proxies. We must continue with all our strength to attack Iran's militias in Syria and Hezbollah's terror targets. Not a good day for the axis of evil. Praise God. He goes on to say an Iranian official told Reuters there's no plan for an immediate response. It is not clear who was behind the attack. Maybe it was Luxembourg. He goes, the U.S. House of Representatives vetoes 404 to 14 condemning Iran's attack on Israel. So the commander of the Iranian army adds details about the attack tonight in Isfahan. The attacking tools were very small drones. Our experts are currently evaluating the incident. It will announce its results later. If they were so small, why would you take so long to find out what happened? That's he's saying. Goes on to say, Oman condemns Israel attack on Isfahan. Why would they condemn something that Iranians claim it never happened? He goes on to say. So yeah, it's a bunch of good stuff going on over there. One good highlight, the Jewish and other decent students at Columbia University are chanting, God bless America. Praise God for that. The rest of the students are supporting terrorism and are chanting death to America. Whatever happened? If you live on American soil and you're chanting death to America, I say pack your bags. We'll fly you over there, get you out of this country. We don't want you here. So, get out. If you don't want to be here in the United States, get out. See how long you make it over there. Okay. We're about tired of that. So, nine targets near Tabriz in Isfahan were attacked early this morning. Six Israeli F-35s were seen above Syria and Iraq prior to the attack. That was 4:02 a.m. my time. So that would be about 12:02 in the afternoon in Jerusalem. So an American plane was spotted refueling an unidentified fighter jet in the Samawi Desert in southern Iraq last night. That was 4:09 a.m. A report in the Wall Street Journal, Biden is considering giving Israel additional aid in the amount of about $1 billion, which will include, among other things, tank ammunition and other types of ammunition. Well, let's send it. Explosions are heard in Sulaymaniyah, northern Iraq. Sulaymaniyah, northern Iraq. Oh my gosh, it was 5:30 this morning. Iranian report in the IRGC Telegram channel says UAVs were used to destroy the S-300 air defense system. Then fighter jets attacked from Iraqi airspace. That was at 5:41 a.m. He goes on and gives a little snippet here that they're trying to downplay everything and that, they're number one and you know how they are. All a bunch of propaganda because they know they're not. Israel goes on. Amir says Iran has conveyed to Israel its lack of interest in military escalation in the region, with the message being transmitted through Russian intermediaries. So here we have at 6:46 a.m. my time, The world needs to know that the only thing standing between the Gazan people and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have rejected generous proposals from Israel, and that's from U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, and he speaks on the imperative of getting to a ceasefire. And the imperative is to root out Hamas and destroy them. That's what we need to do. That's what Israel needs to do. Of course, here is 7:33 a.m. my time. A man is holed up in a room in a building in the Iranian embassy in Paris in the presence of the ambassador. He wears an explosive belt and threatens to blow himself up. A security camera has been set up. Jerusalem Post reports at 7:38 my time. The recent attack near an Iranian nuclear site carries a clear message. We chose not to target nuclear facilities this time, but we could have, sources revealed to the Post. So the French security forces managed to arrest the person who threatened to blow up the Iranian embassy in France. Thank God everybody's okay, I pray. That's at 7:51 a.m. Reports that the commander of the Islamic Jihad in the city of Tulkarm has been eliminated. That was at 8:46 a.m. my time. Praise God, they got rid of him. So that's the latest, folks. That is the latest news that we have coming in from Israel, from Amir Sarfati. And so, anyway, I wanted to jump on and just give a real quick update, just a run through, a summary of what's happened in the last 24 hours, or almost 24 hours. Stay in prayer. Things are volatile. I think Iran realizes that they are no match for Israel. And they're not. They're no match for Israel. Hezbollah, none of their proxies are any match for Israel. Just remember, these folks feed on terror. And in the end days, in the tribulation, the same thing will happen. It's all going to be about terror against Christians. So if you have a major decision to follow Jesus Christ and to put your trust in Him, your trust in your faith in Christ, today is the day to do that. Because if you're left here to go through the tribulation, it's not going to be easy peasy. It's not. It's going to be hell on earth, literal hell, God's wrath being poured out upon this world. And it's terrifying. If you want to, you can go to my Amazon. I have a bookstore there on Amazon. You guys can go. It's Heather O'Daniel. And I have a book there, After the Rapture, What Comes Next. I wrote that back in, I think, 2020. I thought I was like super sick then. I thought, oh man, I wanted to get the truth out. And I've revised it, so there's a revised edition out there. I think it's $3.99, super cheap, uber cheap. But it explains exactly what happens from the time the rapture occurs. It even goes in depth and tells you what the rapture is, where to find it in the Bible. It's all scripture-based, so the majority of the book is also scripture. So I would suggest that you guys get something like that, leave it on your coffee table, in your vehicle, somewhere, anywhere that somebody else can grab it. Because if you're snatched away out here, there'll be millions of people left. And don't think everybody you talk to that says there's a Christian are Christians. They are not. The Bible even says, Jesus says, there'll be many that come to Him and say, Lord, Lord, we did all these things in Your name. You know, we cast out devils and we did, oh my gosh, and all this in Your name. And He'll say, depart from me, for I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. So there are many who claim to be Christian, like we call them, rhinos, Republicans in name only. They'll be Christians in name only as well. And so, just now don't trust everybody that says they're Christian. We pray for everybody. And if you have any doubt of your salvation, John MacArthur has a great book out there. It's called, I think it's called Doubt Your Salvation. Anyway, go check that out. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, the Bible tells us. And, there's nothing we can do. We can't do anything to save ourselves. We can't do anything to erase our debt. There's nothing we can do. Nothing. And what a horrible life that is. You know, we realize that we carry all this baggage with us of everything we've ever done, of every sin we've committed. We're just sinful, wretched people. But the good news is, that God realized that. God knew that. And He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world and save the world. So Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. He was born of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary. And so He was all man, all God. He lived the perfect sinless life that we could not live. Perfect. And He came and He died upon a cross, a shameful, just horrific death on the cross for you and I. He suffered the wrath of God for you and I. Should have been us. But He did it for us because He loves us that much. And so 3 days later, God Almighty raised Him from the dead. And so, of course, 30 days later, he ascended into heaven, and he sits on the right hand of the throne of God because it's finished. It's finished. He's done the work. There's nothing else that needs to be done. There's nothing you can do. If you have to add something to the gospel, then you're adding to the Bible. And in Revelation 21, I believe it says, you better not want to do that. You know, if you add to this book or takes away from this book, God's going to add to the place of the book or take away from the rewards written in the book. So, guys, I pray that today is the day that you put your faith in Christ. Cry out to Him. Confess, number one, that you are a sinner. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. Cry out to Him today. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And when He does, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And you want to know what? Your whole slate has been wiped clean. You are born again. Born again. The Bible says you were a new creation in Christ. And so with that, all that baggage, all that sin is gone. Jesus says He's forgot as far as the east is from the west. He remembers it no more. It's buried in the depths of the sea. It's blotted out. So, man, today, let today be your day to cry out to the Lord Jesus to ask Him to save you and start brand new all over again. And the good news is, if you are a believer and you do sin, like we always do, like the Apostle Paul says, why do I do what I don't want to do? And why don't I do what I want to do? Oh, God, save me from this wretched body. The good thing is, we repent of our sins daily to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is good to forgive us. And so with that, guys, I'm going to leave y'all with some good hope and some great encouragement, I pray. So anyway, with that, guys, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, may today be the day that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home. Soon and very soon, you guys, we're going to see our King. So keep looking up for that great appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, may the Lord Jesus bless you and keep you. And may God give you the boldness to keep preaching the truth and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ during this day of persecution. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. May God bless each and every one of you.